Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and I have Dr. Kaz Ingram. He's a DO. He's been at this for many, many years, has written over 30 books, and I've been doing shows with him. You know, I started this in March of 1997, and not too long after that, probably maybe even in 97, certainly in 98, Carol Keetron introduced me to you, and you went by their store when it was still a little tiny store in a strip mall before it became a big store, which is now Green Acres. And so she was excited. She met you and Judy Gray and had me start doing shows with you back then. So we've been at this for many, many years, Doc.
Many years, many, many, many moons.
You know, one thing, right now we've had COVID going on, but the problem with this overemphasis on COVID and telling people to don't come to the hospital or to your doctor unless you think you have this, we don't want you there. Well, you got people with heart disease, cancer, diabetes that are not getting any attention, don't even know they may have it, that they would have gotten a checkup. And so those numbers are going to go up. They say when you look at the overall numbers, really it's not what COVID is going to cause the other numbers to go up, and then we're going to, and they already have, and besides suicide and all the other stuff that it's caused people. So they made a big mistake by doing that. They should have just separated the people. But I want to talk to you about cancer, because I remember years ago you educated me on some things that could be really good for cancer that people don't think about. One of them is ellagic acid. You might explain that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the cancer situation, to rely on chemicals and radiation is insufficient. We should be, if you go through orthodox treatment, or if you're planning on that, you really need to know what nutraceuticals you can take that could facilitate the chemotherapy, or maybe instead of, and some people may choose that route. And one of them is ellagic acid, another one resveratrol, the other is cyanidin glucoside and cyanidin rutinoside. These are compounds found largely in berries. So we know that if you give raw wild berry extract to people with the tumors, sometimes the tumors go into apoptosis and they pop out and self-destruct. Hmm. So that just shows you the immense power of the ellagic acid-like substances. Now, raspberries happen to be pretty high in that, and so is pomegranate, interestingly enough. So,
well, I didn't know pomegranate was.
If you want to do some cancer prevention, we could try to eat some raspberries every day, but it takes about a cup. We could, consume pomegranate or the pomegranate syrup, which is easy to. That's what I do. I use the Pomamax. And I pour it on everything. So that's how I get my crude ellagic.
Well, I'm going to give you, you and I talked about this once before, but years ago I read an article in Life Extension, I used to have it somewhere, on pomegranate. And they couldn't figure out why the arteries cleared up when people took pomegranate. And what they found is there's an enzyme inside the HDL, and we call HDL and LDL, we call that the good cholesterol. Both of them are good. It just depends. You don't want one, you don't want the LDL inflamed. Well, within the HDL, there's this enzyme that gets inactive. You may have a high level of HDL, but it doesn't clean out the plaque out of the arteries. When you take pomegranate, it activates this enzyme called PON1, and there's another one that activates called PON2. I don't remember exactly where that one is, but that cleans up the arteries. And they went, oh, that's why pomegranate is also good for heart disease.
Okay. Well, it may be the apple of paradise, whatever. I know that the Bible and the Quran emphasize the pomegranate. I don't really tell you. It doesn't say take 10 drops twice a day.
No, that doesn't.
It just indicates. So now what our knowledge at this point is that it's kind of like heart looking.
Uh-huh.
And if you cut it open, the little areoles, they're kind of like heart-shaped, and it's got that blood red color. So it's like, maybe this is a God-given thing for the heart. Well, I had a woman who had such a bad bad heart disease that they wanted to operate, but they said, well, you're going to die on the table. We're not going to touch you. She got a hold of my book, Foods That Cure. She took the Pomamax. I don't know what I called it at the time, but she took a quarter cup twice a day.
Wow.
Oh, my God, that's like a whole bottle.
Yeah.
And in 6 months, she went back for an echocardiogram, and it was completely normal. So her arterial tree was somehow cleaned up.
Yeah.
You're right. It helps the scavengers clean up the system.
That's amazing.
That is so,
You know, when I think of pomegranate, I think as a kid, my brothers and I thought of it as a fun food, and we'd watch the scary movies at 12 o'clock here when you're about 8 years old and eat the pomegranate seeds while we're watching the movie. Did you really? Yeah.
I was always a fan. You know, if you bought back in the 60s and 70s a pomegranate, half of them would have been no good. They had the rot inside. So I would just keep buying them until I find a good one. I was the only one in my family, in my whole city, that would eat, you know, a pomegranate a month. Or more. I just ate as many as I could. I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, part of you had no idea. The other part had good intuition.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. If we were to do the pomegranate therapy, we get the benefit of a lack of cancer, a lack of heart disease. So you might want to eat a pomegranate here and there. If you can get good ones, take the pomegranate syrup made out of Lebanon, made in the big cauldrons there where they harvest the wild ones and throw them in the tub and make it that way. You might possibly drink an organic pomegranate juice. So, you know, that's kind of three easy ways to improve the nutrition. Now, the berries, we said blueberries, ellagic acid in the red raspberries, ellagic acid in the black raspberries and the blackberries. So then the cyanidin compounds in the blackberries and the black raspberries. So there's ways to get it that way, too. And if you skip over the berries, you might think of chaga.
Yeah, let's talk about it. We haven't talked about it. I used to call it chaga. Chaga?
It's actually chaga.
Chaga, okay.
And
wasn't that a dance back in the 50s? Back in the 50s, didn't they do the chaga? Wasn't that a dance that I remember on?
I'm teasing you. Probably still do it. Who knows?
No.
I don't know if you and I would be stumbling over each other. But the chaga would be good because it caused apoptosis.
Huh.
And they found that when they looked under high-powered microscopy, the chaga would cause the cell nucleus of the cancer cells to pop out, like somebody popped out some eye.
That's interesting as can be.
That had never been seen before, you know. So that caused the investigators to start giving the chaga as a routine to anybody in Russia or Poland that's getting cancer chemotherapy or radiation. They also give the chaga. And so that's one thing we could do. But actually, it is a prominent anti-tumor agent. It has SOD catalase, ergosterol synthase, and ergosterol peroxidase. These are big-time agents. It has beta-glucan, and it has these sterols that seem to protect the cell membrane. Rare trace minerals, rubidium, cesium, and germanium.
It has germanium? Germanium is one of the things that even the American Cancer Society recognizes as being good for cancer.
Yeah, it is true. And it's so hard to get germanium is in the food supply.
Well, now, I always think of chaga. I'm learning to try to say it differently now. Chaga.
Yeah, no, if you took the chaga just to get the rare trace minerals, just to get your SOD, just to get these nutrients. But you don't want to take an alcohol extract. Alcohol denatures the enzymes. You don't want to, if you get the chaga, whether you buy the chunks or you buy the finished tea, the chaga black is my favorite. It is fortified with birch bark, tamarack bark, wild rose hips. So it's a formula, all right? So if you do that, the heat has to be 155 degrees or less. You know, we've talked about that, so.
Well, usually you destroy enzymes at 110, but you say that these don't they can withstand it up to 150?
Well, I think you're probably destroying some at the 110 or 120. But the Russians are supposedly the experts in chaga. I'm probably the second expert. And their technique is 140 to 150 degrees and so forth. But I don't even like it that way sometimes. I'll have my chaga tea, that's fine. I will use it raw.
Okay.
I'll put it right in my smoothie. I'll take the capsules, the Chagamax. I want to protect myself against stupid cancer. I don't want any of that junk. And I'll take the Chaga drops. I use a lot of the Chaga O-Power raw drops. So then the SOD, the ergosterol synthase, the RNAs, the DNAs, they're all in a raw state because there's no heat used in that at all. Or the capsules, no heat.
Well, let's see what it was first known for to me, what I was excited, is the real high level of SOD. And SOD, folks, there's three main systemic enzymes that the body produces: catalase, SOD, and glutathione. I think CoQ10 ought to be thrown in there too, because it does produce some of that. But anyway, the SOD, in one of the Life Extension books by Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, showed that when they looked at animals, took their body weight and measured how much SOD they had in them, the more SOD they had in them per body weight, the longer they lived. And the one that had the most was these large turtles, the tortoises that lived to be 125 and older. But there was also a bacteria that lived in the nuclear reactors, and they couldn't figure out how high till they measured them and found out they had real high levels of SOD that protected them from the radiation poisoning. And so...
That's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
That natural... It's like a platform for the absorption of free radicals. Superoxide radicals, which it dismutates, it decontaminates, or it neutralizes.
Well, you know, people that are taking radiation for their cancer, it won't stop the cancer cells from dying. That's interesting to me, but it will stop the natural cells. And they've done studies on that where they've given them N-L-cysteine to increase glutathione, and they give lethal dose to laboratory mice. And the group that had the glutathione increase through the N-L-cysteine, which I understand we get that from the oregano oil too, they didn't die. But the ones that didn't have it. And when they did autopsies on the mice, then they showed no damage at all to the cells of the mice. And I believe you told me juice of oregano and maybe the oregano oil itself also increases glutathione.
Yes, they do. I had someone measure my glutathione. It was extremely high. And I don't take glutathione. And we traced it to the oregano oil juice and so on. But in addition to the Chaga being an effective anti-tumor agent, it also motivates the immune system through the beta glucans. So your monocytes, your macrophages are really activated to a high level through the Chaga consumption or through using it topically. So I really urge you to look into Chaga. I mean, I popularized this about a decade or two ago, and all of a sudden now there's synthetic Chaga, an artificial mycelial man-made junk. I shouldn't call it junk, but so you don't want to go there. You know, if you want to kind of, if you're just starting with Chaga, maybe read the book, The Cure is in the Forest. Go to the health food store and get high-quality Chaga supplements. Avoid out the mycelial. If you see mycelia, don't have anything to do with that. I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't ingest it. If I'm not going to do it, how about you?
I'd be darned. That's good information. I know. Now, Chaga, folks.
Well, I mean, when I started this, I was carving these Chagas off of trees. They told me, you're never going to find any Chagas in North America. So I went to Minnesota and I found a bunch. So this was, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. So I brought them back and I made the Chaga Max capsules. I made the Chaga Power raw drops. And they came up with the formula Chaga Black Tea. And, you know, and then, as they started talking about on radio, sharing, then this junk from China came and filled everybody's bags and capsules. And so the poor consumer's left with the Chinese stuff. Or they're getting this mycelial stuff grown in the States, and they don't even get the wild Chaga. That's a shame.
Well, if I remember right from your book and from talking to you about it, real Chaga... works hand in hand with is it the willow tree, one of the trees when they're damaged,
the birch tree.
Birch tree,
yeah. So it's living inside the pulp of the tree, and then its job is, it's a canker, it's not really a mushroom, a parasite. Its job is to push out and create this large growth over a 15-20 year period that you can harvest. It's like a gift. And then once it's taken, because it only grows in the north, don't look in Oklahoma. It's micropulverized with the birch bark itself, and turned into things like Chaga Max and Chaga Black and Chaga Power and all that. But yeah, it's a special process that you have to go to make it absorbable or usable, or not absorbable, but readily utilized. Yeah.
Well, now, folks, where you can get this in Oklahoma City, if you're a listener here, is you can find it at Mega Health at 2427 North Council. You can find it at Meridian Nutrition. They have the full line of stuff at 1321 North Meridian. You'd probably find it in Dawson's there in Norman, Oklahoma, at 36 and Robinson, and maybe find it at Green Acres at Southwest 74th and Penn. I'm not sure if the stores like Aiken's or stuff.
Just those for now. But let me say that the Chaga is a relief for the psoriasis, eczema, a way to get rid of it. It must be the melanin, the SOD, the ergosterol, because ergosterol works on the vitamin D molecule, so important for the skin health.
Huh.
But boy, I tell you what, you got to get into this raw, it's the raw Chaga that's what you want. That's going to be, and especially if it has oregano in it, because the oregano is antifungal, right?
Yeah, I like the combination of the two, just in case there's anything that was picked up out in the open, that the oregano takes care of that, and then you got the power of the Chaga. And so that's a great combination.
Have you ever done anything with the Chaga Max?
It's been a few years. It's been, I don't know, 4 or 5 years since I've done anything with it. And I'm going to start. I'm going to pick up some today.
Yeah, and maybe dabble in the Chaga Power Drops or the tea or whatever, but yeah, or just the capsules, but I'm a huge fan. It's a tool that I can have for people with skin disorders. For atrial fibrillation, I've found it to be a tool.
Huh.
For hypertension, diabetes. I had a couple people with diabetes spontaneously eliminate the condition. They blood sugar came to normal. They weren't taking it for that. They were taking it for energy.
That's amazing. How do they get hold of your book on it?
Well, I've got the new book, Health Benefits of Wild Chaga. So that you go to the health food store for that.
Okay.
And it's just in print. But the classic is The Cure is in the Forest. KazIngram.com, www.KazIngram.com, Green Acres, and Meridian Avenue Nutrition. They're the main source.
Here in Oklahoma City. But if you're if this is heard internationally, you can go to KazIngram.com and find what we're talking about. Thank you, Doc, for being with us.
You betcha. Okay. Don't look on Amazon. You'll pay double the price.
Okay. Take care, Doc. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Folks, this show is about changing your life, showing you nutritional products that really make a fantastic difference. A new technology that stimulates stem cells that are phenomenal, and I'm really loving the change in my own life. If you go to lifewave.com/radiodan, you'll find this LifeWave technology, and you can find the science, the 100 patents they have. Folks, I feel like I did 20 years ago. Things aren't bothering me that were bothering me. So don't suffer. Go to lifewave.com/radiodan. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I want you to also know that you can go to danshealthtalks.com. And you can find Skills to Change right up there on promotion and sponsors. And that's what we're going to talk about right here. We're going to talk to Robert, what he's doing with the ability to change the fears, the angers, the hurts in the mind that are below the surface that you may not even be aware of, but have been dragging around all your life, has caused you health problems, fear, addictions, obsessions with things. A lot of people need to stop smoking. They may have alcohol or drug addictions. They may have food addictions. And so I want him to explain how this technology works on that. So I got Robert Jean. Robert, if people are addicted, whether they want to quit smoking or they have, sadly, drug addictions or alcohol addictions, how is that done?
Well, let me just kind of explain what addiction is. First of all, addiction is not a genetic problem. It is not a disease. It's a coping system. That means every person on the planet operates the same. That means, Dan, when you feel bad, what are you going to do? You're going to try to find something that makes you feel better.
Usually chocolate.
Yeah, okay, chocolate. But see, a lot of people, when they're feeling bad, their best coping skill is to divert attention, do something else. And I volunteer my time at drug rehabs for about, I think about 10, 12 years. And when I first went there, because I've been doing weight loss seminars and I understand the structure, weight loss has very little to do with exercise and or with dieting. It has to do with changing your relationship with yourself and with food and the world. And so when I was at the drug rehab, I'd ask the same question to every person. Why, are you an addict? They go, yes. And how do you know? And they give me a reason why. And I said, why do you use? And the answer is pretty much the same every person. I want to feel better. I want to escape what I feel. I want to get away. I want to numb my pain. And so all addictions are driven by this, I want to feel better. Now, usually, now, of course, many addictions are, there's many different types of addictions, different reasons why people are addicted, or they use addiction or anything outside of themselves to escape what's inside themselves. And it's always a driven emotional thing. If you've ever been to AA, there, everyone that goes to AA has a good reason why they're there. There's pain, there's rape, there's beatings, there's abuse, they feel inadequate, they feel powerless and all this stuff. But the real deal is that once you change the driving memories, which is, you know, I had a guy just recently come to see me. He's a, I would say, a badass. I mean, he's a military guy. He's a black belt, and he can take care of anybody. But when I'm working with him, you know, he says, you know, on the outside I'm tough, but on the inside I'm not. He says, I mean, I feel very weak on the inside. And so he's trying to pretend to be tough, but the weakness is there. So even though he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't do anything like that, but to escape the pain, he finds some physical way to release it, but it doesn't work. Working with a young woman who's in drug rehab, and she cuts herself, you know. And I said, well, why do you cut yourself? Because it feels better than the emotional pain. So that is an emotional escape. So when this young girl who's 25 years old and she's been in 25 rehabs, and the day she gets out is the day she gets high. Now, I worked on her, and of course, you know, when she's 25 years old, I said, well, you know, why did you start? When did you start? What's the history? What are you trying to avoid? Well, apparently, when her 12th birthday, she was raped. She couldn't tell her dad. She couldn't tell anybody. Before that, she was a straight-A student. She was a gymnast. She was very athletic. Everybody liked her. But after this event, she tucked it away, never shared it with anybody, none of the therapists, because she buried it. She didn't want to ever visit. Well, the problem is that's what drove her addiction, because she wanted to escape, want to escape the event. And so she was looking for ways out. So it led to a life of trying to be she was a professional escapeaholic. I call, we're all escapeaholics or avoidaholics. We're trying to avoid something or escape something. But what I learned is that there's no escape but one. And the only way to escape is actually go to the memories of pain and change them. You change the meaning. So when people are addicted, they, you know, the drug or whatever it is that they choose to use has meaning to them. They have an interpersonal relationship with that drug. That means they have the fix inside their body. They have links to people that they liked or didn't like. And so they have the driving force behind addiction is pain, insecurity, whatever it is, and want to feel good. But the cause is oftentimes the hurt. So we go into the cortices of the mind. We change the memories of addiction. We change the fix of the addiction. We adjust the relationships they had with those who did drugs, etc. And as you start redesigning the mind, you know, when you know, you can see this on YouTube. I got a lot of videos where I do a test. When these guys come in who are really addicted, they're professional addicts, like this one guy named Nick. You know, he's been in the rehab for a week, and he's jonesing really bad. He's seeing blood veins. He's wanting to get high. He's seeing tin cans and spoons. Well, he does heroin and meth. They call it a speedball, mm-hmm. and he does it at the same time. And so now he's ready to run. And they come, brought him in, and so we did a little test. And all I do is I ask them simple questions and evaluate their mental addiction. Most addictions are mental. It's not physical. You know, like cigarettes is an easy addiction to get off of physically. 3 days, no smoking, you're no longer physically addicted to nicotine. But it's the mental addiction. It's the emotional addiction and escapism built within that system. So here it is. He comes in, and I say, are you addicted? He goes, yeah. I say, how you know? I love drugs. I said, what I'd like you to do is remember getting high. So in his mind, he goes back and remember getting high. And I said, from 0 to 10, how strong is it? He goes, it's a 9. There's no drugs here, but he can feel the high feeling. So it's a mental high. Huh. And that's the program that drives all behaviors is our mental experiences. And then I said, well, I never use drugs. I'd like you to pretend as if on your lap is the drug. And I want you to physically work and use your hands and get your high feeling as if it's really there. Now he's got beads of sweat in his forehead and under his nose. And I said, there's no drugs here. But in his brain, the drugs are here.
Reliving it.
It's alive. So these memories are alive inside the mind. So what I do is, and then later on I'll ask, you know, and then I had this fake looking drugs. I'll pull this towel back. It looks like real drugs. And he's really jonesing now. I mean, he is really bad. And I said, listen, none of this is real. It all looks real. You know, we use rock candy. It looks like ice. And we use coffee to look like heroin, et cetera. And so then we'll go do a session on him. We'll start changing these memories and reasons why he used drugs. Then he comes back. I mean, we're talking about an hour and a half later, and we do the same test. He goes, this is really weird. I don't feel this. Look, I can hold this, and I'm not sweating. I cannot make myself want to use it. As a matter of fact, when I try to even think about wanting to use it, I have that sick feeling in my gut. Before, he didn't have that. Because neurologically, the brain encaptures everything, and these little experiences with chocolate, ice cream, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, cleaning are all driven by memories and experiences. And if you can go into the mind and change those memories and experiences, you change the reason why you use drugs.
Folks, I've actually seen the videos of Robert working with people in Hawaii at an addiction seminar, and I think I've seen this particular one. And for them to come back and say, I don't desire this anymore. And then to test him again, what, 6 months or a year level?
Yeah, even to this day. Now, Nick, it's been, I think it's been 6-7 years ago. He's still not addicted. He's not incarcerated. He hadn't gone to drugs. The woman, the little girl, the 25-year-old little girl, 25 rehabs, to this day, she's already graduated like 5 years ago, has not gone back. Not at all. And actually, she's spending time with her child, which she could not spend time with because she's always in incarcerated.
Isn't it amazing, folks? That we hear things like, oh, once you have cocaine or heroin and stuff, then it has you for the rest of your life, and you're fighting this. And yet, they'll come in and they'll give you, trying to remember the drug that sort of replaces it, which is actually almost the same as the drug itself.
Oh, sometimes worse.
Yeah. And so to actually change the reason the person only feels good when they're doing the drug. And getting rid of that anger, that hurt, that pain. Actually, what Robert talked about, the woman cutting herself, I hate to bother people like this, but that happened to a friend of mine's daughter. And she had gotten raped by some high school boys. Right. And she had been a very smart girl, attractive young lady. Mm-hmm. Had a child, but her life never was the same. Right. She started cutting herself, eventually committed suicide. Yeah. I wish I could have got her to you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Another thing, I want to clarify a couple of things. Some people say, well, it must be genetic. My dad's an alcoholic. My grandpa's an alcoholic. On both sides, we're alcoholics. But the truth is, we learn coping skills from where we come from. You know, the weird thing is you can have an alcoholic one family and have workaholics the next family. It's still the same pattern. And so, again, it's the inability to deal with our own internal representations. Now, that's why people say it's genetics, and in other words, say it's a disease. And the reason why they say it's a disease is because you go to people who don't know how to change problems. If you can't change memories, you can't change a problem. Therefore, it's a disease to them because they're not talented. They don't know how to change memories. And unfortunately, every one of these guys that maybe 800 people that I worked with in rehab, I asked the same question. have you been in rehab? They go, yes. I said, how many? I've been into six of them, five of them, 25 of them, 12 of them, three of them. I said, did any of these rehabs ever show you how to change a bad memory? You know what the answer is? No.
Wow.
Did any of these drug rehabs ever show you how to change this relationship you have with the drugs? The answer is no. Did they ever show you how to regulate and change your bad feelings? Show you how to handle tough times? The answer is no. If the cause of all of our problems is memory, and you go to someone who can't change the memories, you're going to be stuck with a disorder, a disease, a genetic problem, and you're basically screwed. You're going to have to learn to live with it, deal with it, and hopefully you don't die too rough.
You know, that's amazing you said that, because I started off to be a psychologist. My undergraduate major was psychology. And then I worked with juvenile delinquents, and I couldn't see that we were doing them any good. It was sort of depressing. I said, I'm going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. It was, anyway. But we had Skinner behaviorism back then. We had transactional analysis. We had all kinds of therapy. And yet I would have thought somewhere along the line, someone said, well, here's how we're going to change you. But they weren't even doing that. They were just, what were they doing?
Well, here's the deal. The understanding of how the mind has expanded tremendously since the 70s. Mm-hmm. What I have put together, no one does exactly as I do it, because it's very fast, very efficient,
yeah,
very measurable. You can measure the changes each session, each memory. You know it's done. And so the difference is the technology within the mind. That means understanding mental mechanics. You know, we have pictures in our mind. We have sensations in our body. We have sounds within our mind. And the weird thing is, everything in your mind is not the real thing. It's Memorex. It's only your recording. Mm-hmm. And how you record it and how you play it and how you focus on it and what you play within yourself creates more. But it's really all about you. It's you doing it to you. Now, of course, you know, you've had a dad or brother or an uncle and they did bad things to you. And while you're thinking about it, you're feeling it because you're thinking about it, but you're pointing at them for what you're actually doing within you. Yes, it did happen. Yes, it's over. Now the memories are yours, and you can change those. It doesn't mean you change the past. You only change what your brain will reuse on you. And that's why you can sit around the dinner table all talking about the same event. We got five different stories. It's not the same story each person. It's because we filter, we distort, we add to, or we take away from an experience based on internal references. And knowing how to shift these references within our mind sets us free. You've heard those saying, change your mind, change your life. This is how to do it.
Okay, Robert. Now, there's a lot of people out there suffering. They can get some of this information by going to skillsofchange.com. Mm-hmm. But tell people more how to get hold of you. They may want to go to a seminar. They may want mm-hmm. you to come to their area of the country or world to teach how to do this.
Yeah, of course, you know, skillsofchange.com. My name is Robert Jean. My office is 405-917-5258. I almost forgot what it was. And then...
you never call yourself, huh?
No. But anyway, so that's my office. Now, I do a lot of work. I do a lot of volunteer work. I do work in, like I said, drug rehabs. This works. We got a lot of professionals who not only says it's changed their life too, but this is what you need. You need to figure out how to change you. If I got a dollar for everyone said, I've been looking for this, this is what changed my life. And it is Neuroplasticity 101, knowing how your mind is malleable and adjusted to where you're going to benefit greatly from it.
Thank you, Robert, for being with us. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Dr. Ingram, if people want to get a hold of you and they want to find out more about your books or they're trying to find a product, how do they reach you?
Hey, have them go to oreganol.com and get some idea on product. And for me, my books, Kaz Ingram.com. But also call them, 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Call them and look at the store finder at oreganol.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate it. Folks, take advantage of it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. If you're just tuning in with me right now, I'm talking to Dr. Jeff Hubbard out of Dallas, Texas. He's a medical doctor that also specializes in preventive medicine, some people call functional medicine or anti-aging medicine. But it's not just about dealing with the symptoms, though he does that as a medical doctor. He's a primary care doctor first. But he also, how to keep the body strong, healthy, youthful, able to regenerate itself, how to be able to fight things off. That's his specialty, and he's really good at it. And he's been using this new technology, this LifeWave technology that is mind-blowing. And so, Dr. Hubbard, I want you to educate us on this. So I appreciate you joining with us today and talk about how you're using it in your practice. Because I just got introduced to this about 3 weeks ago. And I will tell you this morning, and last night, there was a little period last night that I thought my low back was going to go out, and that's happened a few times. And I was stretching it, doing different things, and I thought, ooh, can't do that, about ready to go. And I put some of the Cool Wave on my across on one side, another side of my low back, right there on top of the pelvic bone, and I'm fine. This is amazing technology. So thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, and I completely agree with your synopsis. It's absolutely an amazing technology, and the way that it works is by harnessing light therapy. In the scientific world, we call this photobiomodulation, and so it's just simply finding particular frequencies of light that change our biochemistry and our physiology. So, for example, one of the most common ways that photobiomodulation happens with the body is through UV light. And then we know that if we're at the beach or we're at a ball game and we're in direct sunlight, you're going to get a suntan. And that is through the increase in a molecule called melanin that darkens mm-hmm. our skin. And so what the founder and CEO and inventor of the technology, Mr. David Schmidt, has found is several different frequencies of light that help to raise molecules that have been determined to be beneficial and therapeutic for the human body. And so that's essentially the way that it works. There's a liquid nanocrystal technology that's found in the patch, and it reflects new frequencies of light because our body heat is actually on the near infrared spectrum. So he's found ways to reflect our body heat back into the skin, and biochemically we raise these particular molecules that have been determined to be beneficial.
Yeah, and for a lot of us in the Western world or here in the United States, not necessarily in Europe, because they deal with homeopathic medicine more in Europe than we do. In fact, a lot of people don't realize they call what we call medicine or allopathic. The number one medicine in the world is Chinese herbs. Chinese are make up such a big part of the population of the world, and it's also used a lot in India, different herbs and stuff. But number two is homeopathic. Number four is allopathic. I'm not sure what number three is. And so this falls in a similar kind of category as homeopathic in that it uses frequencies to cause certain kinds of effects within the body. But to me, it's not like a typical homeopathic. It's in a category of its own. And so, but I know people that think it's, you know, you take this pill and that pill causes this chemical reaction in the body, and that either kills something or alleviates pain, does this or that. This is different. This is, I don't know if we're able to really explain it to a way that a person that's indoctrinated in just the chemical take a viewpoint, but when they try it, their mind changes. They'll see what I'm seeing.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a little bit challenging to describe without visuals or without examples, you know, those sorts of things. If you don't have a really strong background in science and things like that, it might be a little bit difficult to digest. But I think the take-home message is that this is a crossover product. And, you know, there is a big push right now for what we call integrated medicine or functional medicine. And it's a combination of nutrition, lifestyle modification, and diet with, you know, the traditional allopathic approaches that you spoke about, where there are pharmaceutical interventions, procedural stuff, surgical stuff. So it's a really interesting time in medicine because everything is trending towards being more healthier and living longer and having a better quality of life. And you're attacking that proactively and not retroactively as many of our allopathic approaches have been in the past. You know, typically you get sick and then you go to the doctor, and the doctor is working diligently to alleviate those symptoms or, you know, deal with the problem that you showed up with, versus, hey, let's take the approach that we're going to prevent this issue from happening beforehand and manage, you know, things that you're doing that may be contributing to developing a particular type of disease. So when it comes to LifeWay products, they're really revolutionary in bringing the body into what we call homeostasis or physiological balance. And these molecules that are increased are just really, they're great antioxidants in some cases. They're really powerful for stimulating the growth of tissue, the redevelopment of tissue, healing trauma, dealing with inflammation. You know, our immune system can be our best friend or our worst enemy.
Yeah, so that's true.
Super, super powerful in regards to modulating the way that those things happen.
Well, they have a number of different patches. The history of this, folks, started with the Navy SEALs. And Dr. David Smith first designed these to increase energy, stamina, performance for the Navy SEALs without using chemicals, without anything that could be harmful to them, and they got great results. Then the Olympic athletes picked it up, especially the Swiss swim team under Richard Quick, doctor, I don't know if he's doctor, but Richard Quick. He, his team all of a sudden started breaking their records, and they thought, oh, these kids are doping. Then they found out, actually, there's no chemical going in, so it's okay. We can't say you can't use this. It's just helped the body trigger certain kinds of beneficial effects within itself. Then it evolved and evolved and evolved. And David Smith is one of these childhood geniuses that at 14, he started growing his own crystals and looking at the effects. So the latest one, and I'll let you touch on this because there's a couple things that I want to comment too on, is that X39, the stem cell one. Because I have doctor friends and I have people I know that are stem cell doctors. And I know that there's a man and woman, a couple, that both spent $40,000 a piece on a stem cell program. And now they're using this and they're ecstatic about it. So explain how this X39 works.
Certainly. Let's do a little bit of background, right? What type of stem cell therapies are available on the market right now? Pretty much the only things that are available to us are invasive injections into the joint or IV stem cell therapy that circulates throughout the body. And then, you know, over the last couple of years, there's been some supplements that you ingest orally. And, you know, there's pros and cons to all of those different types of therapies. The difference here is that this is a non-invasive, safe, relatively cheap therapy that is essentially done through the process of light therapy and photobiomodulation. So wear this quarter-sized patch in certain locations on the body, and it stimulates the production of a molecule that was discovered in 1973 by Dr. Lauren Picard, who's a professor at Harvard University, called GHK copper peptide. And this GHK copper peptide works on the genetic level. It stimulates 4,192 different genes to put the body into a state of healing and a state of rebuilding. There's several different genes, as I mentioned, that are engaged, and either their products are increased or their products are decreased based upon what that particular gene does. But the all-encompassing mission of this molecule is to put the body in a state of longevity and a state of optimal health.
Now, they've actually been able to prove that the stem cell level in the body, I guess they're looking at the stem cells in the blood and showing that it's rising back up to a youthful level. Folks, when you're 10 years old versus 60 years old, you may only, time you hit 60, you only may have 10% of the stem cells you once had, and they're old stem cells. They're lethargic. They're not youthful. This actually, as I understand, stimulates the skin cells into turning into young stem cells and migrate to wherever the body needs to rebuild itself. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is one of the other, sort of side effects of this GHK copper peptide, is that it stimulates the conversion of our adult skin cells into stem cells. And then these stem cells respond to immune function and various different chemical messengers that guide them where they need to go in order to repair vital tissue and help them to rebuild and remodel.
Well, the X39 seems to help the body not only on stem cells, but in other areas too. Inflammation, mood, the serotonin, dopamine levels come up. You sleep better, you feel better, and I'm finding out not wanting to snack as much, probably because the serotonin levels come up. But for me, I got my package of X39. I put it a few inches under my belly button, which is one of the spots you use. I was at this restaurant that I like to go to, and this is probably 40 minutes after I put it on, maybe an hour, and I'm walking across this restaurant. Wow, my hips don't hurt anymore. And I could feel my low back didn't hurt anymore. I was much more upright. And I thought, I'm walking like I did 20 years ago, or maybe even more, maybe even earlier. And so that's what caught my attention to start with. I knew that stem cells would rebuild my hips and everything, but I knew it couldn't have been stem cells that was affecting it that quickly. And so that's when I became so impressed with this that I thought, something's going on here that I've never seen before, because I have access, because of doing radio for so many years with so many experts, every wonderful health thing out there. And there are some amazing things out there, really amazing. But I couldn't get rid of that hip problem, back problem, and my neck from old injuries. All of a sudden that cleared up. And so I'm going, whoa, this is really interesting. What is going on here? And so I became a big believer in a short amount of time. And so one of the things that impressed me most, and we're about out of time here, and I'm going to talk to you again very soon, is they had different ways to quantify it. This company has 80 medical studies and over 100 patents. And they've been around for 15 years, 16 years, and they're sold in over 100 countries. So it has a tremendous track record. But these medical studies are quite interesting. In fact, I'm going to save this for the next show, because what that happened with the planetarian worm that they use in research has just amazed me. So I'll talk to you again very soon, Doc.
Well, I'm excited to join again, and as always, this is a amazing technology, so that any opportunity I get to talk about it, I'm ready to jump on it. So thanks so much for having me, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
I will give a little hint here, folks. A planetary worm regenerates itself. Instead of taking 17 days to regrow its head, it took 1 day. At first 6 days, and then they adjusted the frequency and did it in 1 day. Think what that does to your body to regenerate that quick. Doc, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you for being with us today, folks. And I want to say, this new technology you want to take advantage of. So the way you do it is you go to LifeWave, like surfing a wave, .com/RadioDan. There you can find the X39 and these other patches. And if you go down to science, you can see all these studies I'm talking about. So I want you to take advantage of it because it's something that will convince you like it convinced me by trying it. LifeWave.com/RadioDan. And there you'll find what I'm talking about. So thank you for being with us, and I'll see you next week.